Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vinny Verga, who's the owner of several Big Bob stores outside of the Boston area in New England. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. Thank you very much. How about you today?
I'm well. Good to be with you. Just real quick to hit on this, most people know, but your father was in this business. You grew up in this business. You spent a lot of time in it. A lot of people see you in your leadership role as someone who knows what's going on. So last time I talked to you was around the 4th of July. You gave me a pretty good read of what was going on. You actually have a pointer that I think everybody could learn from. We'll get to that in a minute about store ownership. Prior to that, let's talk about market conditions. We are in what some people would consider the fall selling season, this last stride before people start setting up for Thanksgiving and Christmas, because usually floor covering sales fall off around that time. So give us a read on what the market's doing in the area of flooring sales in New England.
You know, it's been a very, very interesting year. And I have to say, it's not like one I've ever seen before, in that the economy is sputtering and it's just really different. We've had our best August that we've ever had in our history, both same-store sales, individual store performance. We generated close to $1 million written sales for the month of August for the five stores, which was very, very strong. But it followed on its heels. We had September, which was soft. And that's kind of the way the economy's been all year, Kemp. You know, January, February, March were soft. May was off the hook. June was okay. July was good. You know, so it's just been very spotty. And I think it has to do with consumer confidence. I have a lot of friends who are in New England who own other businesses. I have friends who own multiple restaurants, car dealerships, you name it. And we talk at least every other week, and they had the same slowdown that we did in September. So that leads me to believe that consumer confidence just isn't quite right yet.
It's nothing related to anything that's going on in the flooring business. It's just, I was just reading the paper this morning, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, was talking about how car sales have tapered off. They've been building up to this huge number, and they're starting to taper off a little bit. I don't know if people are waiting to see what happens with these fall elections or what it is, but I'm getting the same read from almost everybody I talk to. All right, so I just yesterday talked with Sam Roberts. He's another guy that I talk to like you on a routine basis, and he has always told me that owning his stores has been a move that he made a long time ago. It's been a smart move, and he's got 9 stores. You're up there with 5 now. You have stores that range from 9,000 to 26,000 square feet, and you've been working on that same philosophy, haven't you?
I have. You know, it's interesting, Kemp. I've had the pleasure of knowing an awful lot of wonderful people in this industry. And a lot of the people that I've known over my life who were the most successful financially, there's lots of different kinds of success, but when we talk about financial success, almost every one of them owned their real estate or some of the real estate that they were doing business in. You know, I'm very excited. Our company, 3 of the 5 buildings, we had options to purchase when we started opening our store, so to speak, and we own 3 of the 5 buildings now. So the 2 that we don't own, we can't afford, honestly. They're in strip malls, and it's beyond our reach. They're a little too expensive. But the other 3, we just closed on the last one about a week and a half ago. So we're very, very excited about that, and we think it's certainly a strong part of our long-term wealth and certainly a part of my retirement plan.
Yeah, I mean, you shared with me in our last interview that the value of that property is roughly $6 million. So, I mean, that's quite an asset.
It's a huge asset, you know, and if you're going to pay rent anyway, because there's really, in our case, there's very little difference between paying rent. The landlord's going to charge you market rate for the property or a minimum of what their cash that's tied up in the building is worth and whatever their debt service is on the building if they have a mortgage. So whether you pay rent or you pay a mortgage, it's just about the same thing in almost every single building we're in. So why not pay rent to yourself?
Right.
And over 20 years or 15 years or 12 years, depending how aggressive you are, you now own that asset. And it's funny, I'm trying to recall who taught me this trick, but a very long time ago, actually, I think it was Mark Berlin, taught me that you have 2 different companies. One company is an S-Corp or an LLC,
and
the other company is the opposite. And you hold your real estate in one, and you hold your business operating company in the other. And the reason to do that, a whole bunch of reasons, but one, reason is wherever there's the best tax benefit, if there's a benefit to running your profits through the S-Corp, you simply increase the rents or lower the rents or do what you need to do so that you're basically moving your profit to where you have the best tax advantage. Two, for estate planning, if you ever decide to sell the operating company, whoever you sell it to can buy the operating company, but there's already leases in place with automatic renewals and options so that you are locked the rent in based on whoever's going to buy your business without having to sell the buildings. And three, for estate planning, it's much easier to take a separate entity and put it into some type of a, you know, basically a tax-deferred vehicle. So for me, I have a tax attorney who advised us, and we set up a irrevocable trust that holds all the real estate ultimately. So God forbid something happens to me, the insurance pays off whatever the mortgage is, and my family owns the buildings free and clear and gets the rent. And that allows me to be comfortable that my family's taken care of if you know, God forbid, something should happen.
This is great advice. And I'll tell you know, what you've just told, a lot of people have to go to business school to learn. It is the way to set it up. And I know of a lot of successful retailers that are doing it the way you're doing it.
Well, I would encourage any of your listeners who are interested or who are even thinking about it, real estate is still incredibly inexpensive. If you're thinking about expanding, you know, for me, we still plan on opening at least 25 more stores. We're going to grab as much real estate as we can, and we're going to lock it in while the rates are low. SBA financing, the SBA 504 program is out there. I think my mortgage rate on my most recent purchase, which was a big building, it was a 26,000 square foot building, so it's a big number. That building, we're paying less than 5% interest, guaranteed for 20 years.
Great.
So, I mean, it doesn't get a lot better than that. It gets a little better, but not a lot better. It's a great time to lock those kind of numbers in. And if you use the 504 program, over 40% of the notes guaranteed for 20 years, no change in rate.
That's a good pointer. Before we run out of time, a couple more of these quick questions, things that we're working on with editorials and things like that. I'd be curious to know two things. One is your mix. When you see what you're selling out there, how are things trending from a hard surface to carpet perspective?
Well, we don't see a lot of change. It seems to have settled pretty well. We're running roughly 35% of our sales in soft surface carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring to residential or commercial carpet. I'm not referring to area rugs.
Yeah.
And then we're running the balance in hard surface. And wood continues to be strong, running roughly about 30% of sales next.
Okay.
But behind that, laminate's definitely losing share, and it feels like it's losing the share to LVT mostly based on what we're seeing, because LVT is trending up. It seems to be taking some share from laminate, and it's taking some share from vinyl. So that's what we see.
One other thing that we're looking into is this labor issue. Are you okay with installers? Are you able to get things installed as things are sold?
Yeah, we're still fortunate in the sense that we have enough crews right now to do our work, but it's always feast or famine, I think, in the flooring business with installers. And there's certainly lots of tricks you can use to get good installers, but we're well covered right now.
Okay, and your installers are independent, aren't they?
Everyone we have is independent. We don't believe in carrying them on the payroll, okay. And we're a non-union house for commercial work.
Well, Vinny, thanks for the read on what's going on in the greater Boston area. Wish you continued success. Again, we're talking to Vinny Verga, who's the owner of 5 Big Bob's Flooring Outlets in the New England area, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.